Good morning. The words I'm going to say today are primarily from a book called In Nature's Honor by Patricia Montley, and it's published by Skinner House. At this time of year, the spindly black-eyed Susans lean over the driveway. The crepe myrtles are awash in pink. The hollyhocks are ringing their bells. The magnolias are setting their seeds, and the dogwoods their berries. The morning glories announce it's time for breakfast. On most days, the only meal that can be comfortably eaten al fresco because it's August hot. It's vacation time, lazy time, time for sitting on the dock with a fishing pole, time for sprawling on the sunny beach with a good mystery, time for languishing in a shaded hammock with a lemonade. Summertime and the living is easy. Yet in older agrarian cultures, this was a busy time, a tiring time, the beginning of the harvest, the first cut of grain. At the beginning of August, the ancient Celts celebrated the Feast of Lunasa. It was adopted by medieval Christians as the Feast of Lofmas or Lammas. We are now at the midpoint of the warm half of the year that begins May 1st with Beltane and ends November 1st with Samhain. We are about halfway between summer solstice and the fall equinox. This cross-quarter day, the first of three harvest festivals, marks in some climates the first cut of grain and the baking of bread from this new grain. The original feast of Lunasa was the celebration of Lu, one of the most powerful and popular of the Celtic gods. He was a patron of the arts and crafts and an accomplished blacksmith, carpenter, and metalworker, as well as a talented harpist, gifted poet, sorcerer, and physician. Beyond this, he was a handsome young athlete and warrior who defended his people against their enemies and protected wheat crops against disease. At the festival of Lunasa, the first of the grain was ritually harvested and taken to a hilltop where it was offered to the deity. Everyone ate a meal that included bread made with the new grain as well as blueberries and the meat of a sacrificial bull. Dancers enacted plays and participated in dance contests. We are blessed with an abundance and variety of grains. Ancient people had fewer choices, but they understood the importance of cultivating and caring for the grains they had, and they relied on their gods for help. Lu was not alone. Mythologies around the world celebrate deities that provide grains to sustain human life. Grain deities, both male and female, are found in Greek, Roman, Phoenician, Sumerian, Aztec, Mayan, Peruvian, Native North American, Egyptian, Norse, Cambodian, and Javanese cultures, for example. Ancient vegetation gods, like those in Sumer, Greece, and Anatolia, all experienced a yearly dying and rising like the seeds of life they personified. James Fraser, the author of The Golden Bough, draws a parallel between these ancient vegetation gods and John Barleycorn, who is the subject of an English folk ballad, which was, you might remember, done by Traffic in 1970. John Barleycorn must die. For those of us who live in cities and suburbs, far removed from these amber waves of grain and the first of their harvesting, perhaps the appreciation of the rites of Lunasa may be best experienced at county and state fairs. Here, the rows upon rows of pies, cakes, muffins, and cookies pay homage to the grain goddesses. The stacks of jars filled with preserves of summer fruits, golden peaches, and red, black, and blue berries honor the vegetation gods. At fairs, in parks, and by the lakes, craftspeople exhibit their wares: pottery, quilts, woodworking, jewelry, a celebration of the host of skills attributed to Lou, the master craftsman. At summer camps, in back alleys, in neighborhood playgrounds, and in pools, Lou's athletic prowess is imitated by children learning to swim, cycle, skate, and maneuver their way through any number of ball games. At a legion of Renaissance festivals, craftspeople and horse-born jousters join singers, musicians, and storytellers who honor the memory of the patron of harpists and poets celebrated at Lunasa. However you choose to celebrate, enjoy the remaining days of summer as the hints of fall begin to appear.
All things have their season. Today, the turning of the wheel of the year brings us to the season of harvest. It is a time of beauty and a time of toil, a time when we reflect on the summer and prepare for the winter ahead.
And from the Hebrew scriptures, we read, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest, a time to destroy, and a time to heal and rebuild, a time to cry, and a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance, a time for scattering stones, and a time for gathering stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to find and a time to lose, a time for keeping and a time for throwing away, a time to tear and a time to repair, a time to keep silent and a time to speak up, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war, and blessed be a time for peace."
Blessed be the great mother who contains and gives birth to life. Blessed be the God whose seed plants all life. Blessed be the bounty of the earth. And blessed be this season of Lammas.